Tomid, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. We're going weiter now in preparation for the Shechitas Korban Tomid. So in order to get ready for the actual Maisa Shechita, before the Hakrova, Lahayu Koifsim Es HaTle, they wouldn't be Koifis. Koifis means to tie, to force it down, this way it would stay in one place, stay steady for the Shechita. They wouldn't be Koifis, they would Elam Ma'akdin, or so they would be Ma'akdin. What's the difference between Koifsim and Ma'akdin? You look at the Mefarshim over here, is that they wouldn't tie it, there wouldn't be koifis, it would mean the shtei yodayim la'atzmon or the shtei reglayim la'atzmon, because that's the way the Rav brings down that that's the way shchitas avodah zarah was done. The way they would do it was meloshen ma'akidin oisoi, where they would tie the yad with the regel, like the other yad to the other regel. The Rav says kachedas yitzchok. The Goyin says that this was to bring out the schus of Akedas Yitzchok. Every carbon tamid means that we're the carbon. A carbon tamid is about us being makrav ourselves for the Rebbein Shalom. We're an ongoing state of carbon tamid to the Rebbein Shalom. We have that birusha from the original carbon Lashem, who was Yitzchok Avinu. So Yitzchok was nekar al gabe amizbech, and that's why we use that sprach so often, because that becomes the model of all time, the tzura of v'anachnu amcha v'tzoyin marisecha, that we follow the Rebbein Shalom, and we're kofos to the Rebbein Shalom. Mishezochu be'evorim oichesim boy. The one who was oichen the pious of the evorim, the haloas of evorim, would hold on to the tle. He had a second job, b'shas teshchita, he would be the one to hold on to it. That means he already was zoiche, so to speak, in the evorim and the carbon, even while he was alive, before the hakrova. V'kach oiso, this was the way it was, b'shas akedosoi. Roishoi ledoroim, his head was ledoroim, which is klapid in his beach. His hind side was facing the tzofoim. Uponov, they would turn the face, even though the tle is standing between Sofin and Doroim, or rather between Doroim and Sofin, but they would turn the head slightly towards Mairif. Hashaychid Oimid b'Mizrach uponov l'Mairif. Now what we want is we want the Shechita to be Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem refers to Batzofin, yes, but it also refers to Lefnei Hashem facing the Heichel. So Mamela, the Sheikhet was Eimed B'mizuch upon of Lamayriv, but the Tle, the Shechita itself, was to be upon of Lamayriv. Shoshacha Yenishchat al Keren Tzvoinis Marovis. There were two different places for the Shechitas of the Karben Tomid Shoshacha that we're up to, and for the Karben Tomid Shel Benu Abayim. The Tamid Shel Shacha was Nishchat on the northwestern corner of the Mizbech, Liad. Al Tabas, remember we said before that there were Tabois where they used to put the neck of the Behemo. Hashniya, the second Tabas from the Mizbech. The Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim are Nishchat. Al Keren, Mizroch is Tzvain, is not northwest, northeast. Al Tabas Hashnia on the Tzad HaMizrach from the Mizbech. Now this the chilik over here is Mavur, the Gemara learns out. The Rab brings it based on a Gemara over here, that since the Pasuk says Shnayim Layoim in the Pasha of Korban Tamid, which is in Pasha's Pinchas, so Chazal say the Loshan is in Shnayim Layoim, Shnayim. Chazal dash in the Loshna Pasuk, Kineged Hayoim, Shnayim, two are brought Layoim, Kineged the angle of the day, Kineged the angle of the sun, meaning. Which means that in the morning where the sun is coming up on the Tzad HaMizrach, so it was Nishchad Akan Tzvoimis Marovis in order to be facing the Mizrach. And the afternoon, it was facing the Mariv, so it was Al Tzad Tzvoimis Mizrachis. The Tzvoimis is the Lufnei Hashem. All Kotcha Kedoshim has to be shechted in the Tzad HaTzofin of the Azor. So this is the chiluk between the two Karbonis. The Etzem Mokum is Tzofin. There's this detail of Neged HaShemesh. So now we finish the preparation for the Shechita, and we go into the Shechita itself. Shochet HaShoichet V'kibel HaMekabel. The Shechita was done. A Mekabel, an Oivid, a Koyin, was Mekabel the Dam and a Klisharos. The Dam has to be the way we learned in Zvachim and Menachos, has to be in the Skabel straight from the Tzavra HaBehema. Boloi, the Kohen would come lekeren mizrachis tzvaynis. This is the halakha. Mizracha tzvayna. Vinoisin. He would put. Remember that the method of zirikus adam of a carbon oilo and most other carbonus is shnayim shein arba. So one side was the mizrachis tzvaynis, and a zirika over there would then cover the tzad, going towards the tzad, mizrach of tzafayna, and then he would spritz the dam, he would be zirik, marov zdroim is vinoisin, marov zdroimo, shiori hadam, the leftover dam in the kais, which is chal on him, the shame shiori hadam, shoifich al yisoy droimis, that's the yisoy in karbonis, that after the mais is zirika, the dam is nasa shirayim, and there's a mokum for the shirayim, this is the seder, avodas hadam. This chelik of the seder, avodas hadam, is not ma'akiv. The chelik, al gabi ha-mazbech with the zirika, is yeah ma'akiv. The chelik of shiori hadam, shoifich ha-yusoy dreimis, was after already the ritzui. Now we'll see later on in Meseches Midos, in the tziur of the mizbeach, the chelik ha-tachtoin of the mizbeach was the yusoy. This is where the Zrikas Adam was, on the chelek of the corner of the Dremis Maravis, there were two Nikovim. One was Al-Tzad HaDremi, one was Al-Tzad HaMaravi. And the dam of the Korbin, look how the Mishnah says, Shia Adam HaYashefach HaYisoy Dremis, that's true, the Gabi all Korbanos HaTomid. But Shiori Adam of Chatois HaPnimiois, that also have Shvicha Achas Knegen HaYisoyed, those were put l'techa nekev hadroimi. The nekovim, by the way, go all the way down to the underneath the base of Migdash. They flow out with the Nachal Kidroin. We had a mission in Mi'ilo about whether the dam wants its yotza, whether it's Mi'ilo or not. Okay, lom again baitu. Lohe yeshoive b'yos haregel. Here we're already talking after the Shkita Kabbalah Eloch Hazrika. The kovim was already miratza. Klal Yisrael was already nisratza, niskaper, yotzi dechavosa. Now we're talking about the chelik, which is the hakrova, which there was a pious for. So when the Kohen comes to hang up the behemoth on the hooks in order to be mafshit v'menateach, to take off the skin, to cut it up into the pieces that would be hukav al gabim mizbech, lo yeshev b'yos haregel, this is the general way that butchers would hang up a piece of meat, they would crack the leg, that would be the easiest way to start dismembering the behemoth, to turn it into pieces of meat. They didn't do that. They made a hole under the knee bone. This is in the back leg, the leg that's going to be the chelek ha'krov together with the rosh. And from there they would start, they would hang it from there. That would make it easier to do a hafshata on the whole behemoth. So some more derech kovoid. And they would start being mafshit. Hoya mafshit. They would pull off the skin from there, from the head and the leg, until it reached the chaz, until it reached the chest of the behemoth. Once the skin reached over there, with the ur pulling over there, they cut off the roish, whoever was zeicha, to be mala that on the kevesh. That was one pius. Chotach kroayim, they would, the flanks that were exposed, they would give those to the Kehanim that was Zoycha. Merak means they would finish. Merak is a Lashon used, let's say, by Maisa Shechita. If one coin does Reva the Shechita, the rest of the Siman of the Nishka is called Merak. A Mishnah in Yuma over here also, it means finishing off the Hafshata, and then they would take off all the skin from the Basar, and now they would dismember the whole Chalok Ma'apnimim of the Behemoth. Koras Halev, Vahitzi is domoi. They would take out the lave. The lave absorbs, the heart of the behemoth absorbs meister shchita, the trauma to the behemoth, so it absorbs a lot of blood. So that they would, that dam is not dam, that's a chelik of the shchita. It's not ready to go up on the mizbech. That's like just liquid inside the behemoth that should be drained before going up. So Mela, what they would do is they would tear open the heart in order to drain out the blood. This way it would just be then the organ, the basar itself of the lave. Chotach is a yadayim. Yadayim are the front two. The hind two are the legs. Ol regel, the cutting then goes up to the regal hayimonis, chatocho v'nisan l'misha zochabar, u'shtei beitzim, which that was the chelik by carbon oil, which is a zochar, imo goes with it, so attached to that part of the behema. That's part of his chir. Kroi, then they cut open the gufatle, they're not cutting only the legs, but they're cutting open the body itself. Nimtza kule gol lefonov, it's completely open. Notl sapeda, they took out the chalovim that are underneath the flanks, that are already in the stomach of the behemoth. Unesoni abe shchita saresh malamalam, they put that connected the base hashchita, because that's their covered to be marked like that, success hakosuf. Notl sakrovayim, unesoni lemishizochvim, they gave the krovayim to the one who was zeichel lahadichon. Since it's inside the behemoth, so there's tinuf inside, there's waste inside the animal, and there's also dirt on the outside of the animal, so well, that had to be washed off, it should be derech kovet. Hadochas krovayim, the Mishnah now gives a few more details. V'akeres medichin oisev v'beis medichin. There was outside the Azara, outside the chelik of the Azara, where the Kehanim were working. This was not in the Azara itself, but it has Kedush Azara. It's a lishka on the side of the Azara. So over there, that was one that we're going to see in Mitz Hashem. In Midis Perakei, we'll see the exact parameters and where exactly it's situated. They were not mediach it on the shulchonos in the Azara with the other krovayim, because the krovayim is much more intense. There's much more tinuf over there. So the rest of the behema, the krovayim medichinos is shloish upon bimiyuta. Sorry, the keres medichinos is base medichin. The keres is mamish the stomach. So the stomach mamish has a lot of tinuf. Is a lot of dirt, a lot of waste material inside the animal that had to be washed off properly, and it's not covered. That it should be in the azar itself. That they went off to a lishka on the side. The mokum has kedush tazar because the everything that's hukav agavim mizbeach has to stay in the azar. The rest they were. They brought water and they were mediach on the shulchanis in the Azara. They didn't have to walk out of the Azara. And the way they did it was mediach and oisin shloisha pa'amin bimiyuta. Bimiyuta means at least. On those shulchanis shalshayish shebein pa'amudim.